כאן אז פרק אותה כאי מייס מגם אוהוי מהכאן ציפו יגיעו רחמך.
Somebody who said they tmim,
that he said that a Karvahu had mercy on a kind people on the bird, meaning that a Karvahu had mercy on the bird, and that's why he gave us the mitzvah Shiluch HaKan to send away the mother before we take the children. And the person said in his field that just like a Karvahu had mercy on the bird, so too he should have mercy on us. We should silence such a person, should not allow him to say that. The reason is, the mitzvah that Karvahu gave us are not for Rachamim. They're not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on the bird, and that's why he gave us the mitzvah. All the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are gezeiros, they're decrees, they're not for mercy, so therefore a person should not say such a tefillah. Yeah, told you, Zachar Shemecha. So too, if somebody says in a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be remembered for the good that he does to us, that person should be silent. And this implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be remembered for the good and not for the bad. And this is not the case. Just like somebody must thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good the person receives from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too a person must bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when he receives bad. And everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is ultimately for our good. We don't always recognize it right away. So therefore, even when somebody receives bad, he must bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he should not say, Al Tov Yizachar Shemach. Modim Modim Mishaskinosa. So too, if somebody stands in front of the congregation and in his tefillah he says the word modem twice, that person must be silent. And a person should only say the word modem, which is to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one time, not twice. Because when he says it twice, it gives it apparent that if he is accepting upon himself Shtei Reshuyos, there's only one God. So therefore, there's no reason to repeat over the modem twice. And if he says the modem over twice, it looks that if he's taking upon himself two Reshuyos, so therefore, that person must be silent. Somebody passed in front of the table and many to say, somebody is a chaz and is dominant for the tefillah, and he made a mistake, he got confused in his tefillah, and is unable to resume the tefillah, as he denied to do him in those days. Somebody else should go up to replace him. And the person who was asked to replace him should not be a sarban, meaning to say, he should not decline, he should immediately go up there. And even though normally when a person is asked to daven for the tzibur or to do something else to have a certain amount of kavod attached to it, a person should respectfully decline at first. Only if he is persistently asked should he go ahead and do it. But in this case, where it's a middle of one asterisk, when a person is asked to go up and replace the chazan, he should go up immediately. When the person goes up to replace him, where should he start from? He should start from the beginning of the bracha that the first chazan got confused and made a mistake in, and he shouldn't start from the very word where the first chazan left off. He should start instead from the beginning of the bracha on which the chazan was not able to complete. So the bracha parakei mishnah dalet ha'ever l'pnei ha'teva ha'yana achar ha'konim amein b'pnei ha'tir. Somebody passed in front of the teva means to say he's davening shmoneh esrei for the tzibur and the konim are duchnet. And the tzibur says amen to each one of the brachas of the kohanim. But the chazan should not be amen together with the tzibur because we're afraid that by saying amen he'll get confused as to where it's up to and he will not be able to resume the tefillah. The main shum kohen elahu lo yisa is kapa. And if there's no kohen besides him, that the chazan is the only kohen in the tzibur, even so, he cannot duchen since he's the one davening for the tzibur. If he goes up and duchen, he might get confused and will not be able to resume the tefillah. V'mavtachato shunoyti et kapa v'choyde l'tefillato rasha. But if he is confident that he can go up and duchen and resume the tefillah and he won't get confused, then he is allowed to duchen even though he is a chazan. Now some reports from Lord, that which the Mishnah said, that if he's confident that he will not get confused by duchening, he can go ahead and duchen. That's talking about when he's the only kohen. And if he doesn't duchen, there will not be any duchening at all, so therefore he can go off and say the brechas kohenim since he is confident he can resume the tefillah. But if there are other kohenim, in such a case, even if he is confident that he will not get mixed up, he cannot duchen since there are other kohenim that will say the brechas kohenim, the chazan, even if he's a kohen, cannot duchen. While other proportions disagree, they hold that even if there are other kohenim, since the chazan is confident that he will not get confused by duchening, he would be allowed to go ahead and duchen together with the other kohanim, and he would resume the tefillah afterwards. And also, some of course some learned that what the Mishnah said in the beginning, that the Chaz is not allowed to say Amen to the brachas of the Kohanim. That's also talking about where he is not confident they will not get confused and doesn't know if he'll be able to resume the tefillah. But if he is confident, he won't get confused by saying Amen and will be able to resume the tefillah, he would be allowed to say Amen after the brachas of the Kohanim.